Psycho-minded.
Yo. Got some real shit for everyone, yeah.
Listen.
But let me talk to my bro. Listen. Hi, bro. I thought I would open up to you, so I picked up this biro. Nowadays, I just lie low. But I do remember sitting behind the curtains every night, bro. Yeah. Thinking about hurting myself like a psycho. I told everyone I was fine though, but every time I said it the lies grow. I really just wanted to run, stand up and charge through a brick wall like a rhino. Jump out of the window without bagging up my clothes. I just wanted to take flight into a different time zone. Nowadays I try, bro, but it's still really hard to escape my dome. Maybe it's because of all them late nights I was high on that white coke. I admit it's sick, I've been clean for over 8 years, but the print still lives inside of my code. Yeah, I remember us both seeing dad sat on the side of a road. To be honest, I don't even know how I coped. I remember tying the rope, I'm just glad that shit failed, cause I would've never got to give life to hope. Honestly, bro, that little girl saved me from putting a knife in my throat. Because back then my life was a joke. I knew deep down I needed to change. Then I seen the light through the smoke. Just know I cherish the times we used to kick back and spit raps. Them times were dope. I would always drop freestyles, and then you would show me one of the new rhymes that you wrote. I respect you so much for being there for mum, because in my eyes she's the GOAT. Not many people know about our past, because we keep it on the low. But as a family we made it through the freezing snow. We defeated the cold. We watched mum turn beans into gold. Then social services got involved. I wonder how mum was feeling at home. We battled through the storm, but I bet she was feeling beaten alone. To be honest, I'll never forget my last foster parents though, because they let me go back home when I turned 16 years old. It was my 16th birthday, my foster dad walked in, and these are the words he spoke. Craig, do you want to go live back at your mum's starting today? I was so surprised, but inside I was stoked. My foster dad was called Roger, and in all honesty, he was a decent bloke. He taught me a lot of lessons in life. It was just hard to see it back then, because I was feeling broke. They split me and you up, bro, thinking we would fade away, but to be honest, it just kept us close. When I look at you, bro, I notice how much you look like dad. It's like I've just seen a ghost. I remember finding out about his death. The mad thing is, that's when me and you needed him most. But deep down I just know he's looking down on us both, praying for peace and growth. But anyways, brother, I have to leave it there. I just hope you get the chance to read this note. Shout to everyone locked into my music, yeah? Shout to my psychos.